Island. 1 mile from the head of the lake, close under the western shore, is a perfect little gem called Tea Island, looking like the crater of some extinct volcano, with the rim broken away so that the water flows through from the east, forming a beautiful harbor in miniature. Tradition says that Abercrombie buried treasure here, and a goodly share of the surface has been dug over at different times by the treasure seekers. On the north side stands the remains of a two-story summer house, the lower part stone, the upper wood. It is said that in 1828, a tea house, whatever that may have been, was kept here to accommodate visitors, from which circumstance it is mistily presumed came the name. It is also reported that before the eastern rim caved in, the hole went clear through, and Hawley imported all of his immense stock of teas direct from China via Tea Island, hence the name. The statement, however, should be received with extreme caution, as the author has been unable to find mention made of it by either Baron Munchausen or the voracious Gulliver. Across the bay, west of Tea Island, among the pines that line the west side of the road, is the modest little cottage of the genial poet-publisher A.D. F. Randolph of New York. On the east side, nearly a mile north of Crosbyside, is quite a large building with trees crowding against it on all sides, and from the tower often comes the sweet, rich tones of a bell, calling its occupants together in the little chapel wherein stands the Blessed Virgin and her Savior Child. The property was formerly owned by the celebrated lawyer Charles O'Connor, and by him presented to the society who have since built there, commonly known as the Paulists, and composed entirely of priests, or those who are studying for the priesthood. They, in common with other people, having a love for the beautiful, come here to enjoy it. Now, on the left at the water's edge, is a gaily painted pagoda-like summer house. Following up the grated lawn to the west near the summit of the hill, we see the elegant summer residence of Colonel W.W. Price, one of the finest buildings of the kind in the country.